Joining us today is Kash Patel, running for Board of Directors. Kash, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Jackson?
Good, good. Thank you so much for, you know, agreeing to sit down with us. So the way this will run, as listeners are familiar, is we'll get into some icebreakers and then we'll hop into the nitty-gritty of the Board of Directors questions. Are you ready to go?
Ready.
Great. So our first question for you today is, share a description of your favorite material object that you already own.
Just a description?
Oh, you can say what it is.
It's probably my violin. It has this really nice reddish-brown texture and not sure what kind of finish it is. I think it's a varnish of some sort. Mm-hmm. And it just has this really nice, deep, rich sound that it does something to me.
That's beautiful. You're actually the second person. Jacob's is his saxophones. So you have a musical bunch running this year. That's great. My second question is, if you were to create a slogan for your life, what would it be?
I make mistakes so you don't have to.
I love that. That's a good one. Thank you. I might have to steal that one from you.
It's a good personal one, so I can understand.
Yes. Yes, it is. And our last little icebreaker question today is a classic. If you could give your first year self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Put off procrastinating for tomorrow and do the work now.
That's good. That's definitely one I think a lot of us need to hear. All right. Now that we're kind of, you know, warmed up, are you ready to dive right in? Let's do it. So the first question I have for you surrounding the board is, what inspired you to run for the Wolusip Board of Directors?
I think mostly the fact that I've become sort of attached to Wolusip over the 4-ish years I've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed the experience I had on the board 3-ish years ago. So I wanted to run again since the times are changing and we're starting to hopefully transition from COVID times to normal times. And I wanted to be a part of getting Wolusip adapted to that again.
That's great. Thank you. Next question for you is, can you name for me each of the publications underneath Wolusip? There are 9.
The Chord, Radio Laurier, the Sputnik, the Keystone, Carnegie, Bloor, the Community Edition, Laurier Student Poll, and so there's one, I forget. It's coming to me.
Yeah, I was trying to keep track, and I also can't remember the last one.
Blueprint.
Yes, perfect. And this is maybe speaking to some things you talked about in that first question, but how would your experiences within Wolusip prepare you to be a director on the board, in your case, again?
It's given me more confidence to speak my mind and ask questions, which I think is a fairly useful skill for anyone on a committee. Yeah. So it's more about personal development than Wolusip-specific experience. In this case, they're tied up together because that came with Wolusip-specific experience.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for your response there. What are Robert's Rules of Order, and can you name a specific action that a board member could propose?
I don't know what the formal definition is of Robert's Rules.
What's your interpretation?
They're rules that make decision-making in any sort of committees flow better and make sure to limit interruptions, and they promote order, essentially, where in a way people ask for, not permission, but there's an order for people to be speaking and responding, and decisions are made by the committee, and everyone has time to ask questions and clarify any doubts before putting in their vote to finalize an action.
Great. And could, just the second part of that is could you name a specific action that a board member could propose?
Adjourning the meeting.
That's a good one. Okay, next one for you is, why is attendance so important for a for a director on the board?
Essentially, so everyone can be kept up to date on the decisions that are made, and also so that everyone can share any experience and knowledge they've picked up in between meetings. That way, since the board's responsibility is making good decisions, and good decision-making is dependent on having all the available information, then the absence of one board member can make a difference in how much information is available for either that meeting or future meetings. So that impacts the decision making process.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that insight. I like that. Next question is, how do you plan to support and advocate for publications outside of those that you have come from?
Over the years, I've had the opportunity to help directly, but in a small way, by making graphics for various publications, including Radio Laurier at one point, the Sputnik most recently, and in the future, potentially Laurier Student Poll. And beyond that, I can offer other assistance. For instance, my primary role here at the court is multimedia director, which involves me making changes to the website as necessary. So if at some point any of the other publications need changes to the website made, I have the knowledge and skills to do that. And of course, I can help indirectly as a member of the board by making sure that all the other publications' views and concerns are heard before decision making.
Great, thank you. Can you speak to the benefits of having both student and community directors on our board?
The one that occurs most readily to me is that since the publications are viewed by two sort of distinct groups, one is the student body at Lurie and the other is the broader community that maybe doesn't have the student experience, it's useful to have people from both walks of life, as it were, that have the experiences and knowledge that can aid in decision making so that both groups of people are taken care of, I guess. I'm sure there's a better word, but I can't think of it right
now. Oh, no. I understand what you mean. That makes sense to me. Next question I have for you is, what role do you feel the board of directors play in informing policy?
Critical evaluation, modification, and formulation.
Would you like to expand on those at all? I'd be curious to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, that just sort of formed in my head. Hold on. Let me figure out what I was trying to say.
Oh, no, for sure.
So if you assume that normal day-to-day operation for the board is to just keep the organization running, then we can think of the board as a kind of a diagnostician that looks at the symptoms of what's happening, decides if there's anything wrong here, figures out what's been going on already, and if that needs to change to make anything better, and then incorporates the necessary changes into new policy or modifies existing ones.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Next question. I know you've had your fingers in a lot of different cookie jars over the years, but name something that you've really liked, that you've seen in a publication this year that you maybe weren't directly involved in, or like an initiative, a publication that you weren't involved in has done, or if it's still a publication that you've worked with, something maybe you weren't involved in directly.
Can I come back to this one?
Yeah, for sure. And the last question before we return is, if elected, what are you looking forward to learning or expanding on knowledge during your term on the board?
I'm looking forward to catching up on what's been changed for the pandemic. Because it was interesting to see the changes that were made when the Student Choice Initiative came, but how budgets were reallocated and focus was shifted onto more financially savvy activities. So I'm curious to see after this big change in everyone's lives was going to change again as we return to normal running.
I agree. That will be very interesting to see from either side. And if you'd like now, since that was the last one, we can return to, something you've seen from another publication this year that you've enjoyed or have been interested in.
Yeah. I think since I've seen so much social media involvement from all the different publications, everything's sort of blending together. So I'm trying to pick one thing out here.
No, I agree. I'll give an example for myself. I really enjoyed the from the Cord, actually, yesterday, the day before. I think it might have actually been you, the graphic for the student union elections. Was that you?
Yeah, I had fun making that.
I thought that was quite good. I liked that.
Yeah, I know what I'm thinking of. I forgot the specifics. I saw an article from the Sputnik on one of their Instagram stories. And at the time, I thought it was a very cool thing to write about, but I don't remember what it was right now.
It's okay. We can move on and maybe transition out if you prefer.
Sure.
All right. That kind of brings us to the end of our kind of formal, Q&A period. But thanks so much for your time. And for those of you listening, make sure that you're joining us for our AGM on February 3rd at 5 p.m., where you'll be able to hear a little bit more from our candidates, as well as around the overall status of Voluspa as an organization. And I think there might be some fun things happening afterwards. Not 100% sure. But yeah, Cash, thanks so much for sitting down with me for a little bit. And is there anything in closing that maybe we missed or that you wanted to say before we move on out?
I look forward to another AGM and Randy's finance jokes. Thank you for your patience with dealing with me.
Yes, no, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for sitting down. And we'll see you folks next time.